Continuous education opens doors. In today's workplace, the more skills and training you have, the greater the chance for better business performance, productivity, and profitability. Leadership training is also essential. Here's Patty Welther, Manager of Member Engagement at the Manufacturer and Business Association. She explains what's in store for the MBA's first annual Leadership Summit on Wednesday, April 19th at the MBA Conference Center in Erie, and why employers and their key team members should plan to attend. Patty, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Patty, the MBA Leadership Summit is going to be a unique training experience for MBA members. Tell us more about this amazing program.
Sure. We're so excited to offer the first annual Leadership Summit for MBA members. By participating in this event, senior executives and managers will learn new ideas and strategies for effective leadership, best practices, as well as valuable lessons learned that they can apply to their work environment.
And Patty, why is leadership training so important in today's workplace?
Well, Joe, over the course of the pandemic, many business leaders have come to realize the skills their organizations will need in the future are not the same ones they've required in the past. There's three main ways businesses can manage skills shortages: hire new talent, reskill current staff, or upskill their employees. A great way for managers to improve their capabilities, inspire their teams, and achieve outstanding business results is through the proper leadership skills training. Being a great leader isn't just knowing a lot about your industry. It also means that you understand your needs, strengths, and weaknesses in order to best support your team. Successful leaders are able to transform organizations, enhance value creation, create efficiencies, and engage their employees to deliver better results.
Patty, what are some highlights of the conference?
Joe, some of the highlights are we have five amazing speakers. We have an executive panel discussion with some of our area's executives. There's obviously premium networking opportunity. We're going to have breakfast, lunch, snacks, and refreshments all here at the MBA. And you'll be learning so much about how to leverage your culture as a competitive advantage in this leadership summit.
Patty, can you tell us a little bit more about some of the presenters?
Absolutely. Adina Tavel is an executive coach, founder of the People Leadership Institute, and the chief executive officer of Courage to Be Curious, which is a boutique coaching and consulting company. And she's going to discuss what company culture is and the critical role of self-leadership in successful organizations, as well as the secret ingredient for effective self-leadership. Now, Bill Kaiser is the senior vice president of CultureWise. He's going to discuss culture as a competitive advantage. He says that this presentation's not your stereotypical culture conversation, but it's going to focus on culture in a more strategic way, how to leverage your culture as the distinct competitive advantage that it is and drive a higher level of performance within your organization. According to Kaiser, companies don't win because of what they offer. They win because of how they offer it. Behaviors are really what set you apart. And we have a few more speakers. We have Tisha Nesbitt, who's the Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion and Corporate Social Responsibility at the North American Partners in Anesthesia. She's going to focus on why succession planning can't wait. We have Megan Duda-Kinter, who's going to present on why leaders must address the employee well-being deficit. Another speaker is the MBA's own Tracy Daggett, who will be discussing key traits of a successful leader. And additionally, as I said earlier, we'll have that executive panel, and they'll be discussing what keeps their teams on track with the mission, vision, and values of the organization to help them succeed and maintain an engaged workforce.
Who should plan to attend this event?
Senior managers and executives. Anyone in a leadership role that wants to develop their self-awareness and enhance their skills and abilities.
Is there anything else MBA members need to know?
Yes, this event will be held from 7:30 a.m. to 2:15 p.m. at the MBA Conference Center in Erie. Seating's limited. There is a discount available for members that want to purchase a table of six. And additionally, attendees will earn 3.5 SPHR business credits for attending.
And Patty, what is the best way to learn more and register for the event?
Well, they can go onto our website and see the agenda. It's mbausa.org. You can also contact me directly at pwelther@mbausa.org or give us a call here at 814-833-3200.
Patty, that was very informative. Before we depart, anything else that you want to mention regarding the MBA's first annual Leadership Summit coming up on Wednesday, April 19th at the MBA Conference Center in Erie?
Yes, we do have an amazing lineup, Joe. Like I said, we have those five amazing speakers, the executive panel discussion. And we brought this whole Leadership Summit about because we were asked by our members to offer this higher level leadership training. So we hope to see a lot of our members there in attendance, and we know it's going to be a great day to learn more on how to leverage your culture as a competitive advantage.
Thanks to Patty Welther, Manager of Member Engagement at the Manufacturer and Business Association, for joining us today on Business Today with the MBA. Join us at the same time 2 weeks from today for another Business Today with the MBA. A Money Radio WPSE podcast production.